It's time to talk Guardians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway Lorraine and Route 58 in Amherst, and also your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Rosie, before we get to baseball, who are the Browns going to take tonight in the NFL draft? Right?
Gosh, Bruce, I feel terrible because I think this is the least. Not that I'm ever prepared for the NFL draft, but usually, you know, you have a passing interest and there's maybe a big name coming out, like a QB or something. But maybe it's because the Browns are picking so late that it just isn't even on the radar.
It's interesting, though, in baseball, the drafting is a whole different atmosphere. They haven't quite got that same hook, but we get to see a lot of young players that have been coming through the farm system. After the Yankee series, was like seven? People have gotten their like first-time starts for the Guardians so far this season?
Well, Monday night when Richie Palacios started in left field with his major league debut, he was the seventh, which seven debuts within the first 16 games was a franchise record. And I don't know that that's one you want to have because it usually means that, you know, there's a reason that you have those opportunities for the young kids, and it can come with some challenges. But on the bright side, I mean, Palacios got first two base hits right out of the way, first two at-bats in the big leagues, and that's a really neat thing for him and his family. And who knows, maybe it's the start of something really good for a long time for him.
Right. Well, I heard that in the postgame or one of the comments, maybe it was the pregame for that one over the weekend, Terry Francona said, and it won't be the last because of the number of, you know, the shorter spring training plus – it just depends on how things work with the different players coming and going. Let's talk a little bit about Stephen Kwan. Where is he at right now? And that's kind of died down a little bit. And what's his situation with the team currently?
Yeah, still listed as day-to-day. He was doing some stuff yesterday when I saw Tito before the game, and he wasn't quite sure how it went just because he hadn't gotten a report yet. So, not sure. You know, I guess the safe thing is just to say still day to day. But I don't know. It didn't seem all that serious. They just want to be careful because he did have a hamstring issue a year ago that held him out for 6 weeks. So you don't want it turning into that. They caught it really early here. There was just a little twinge on a base running play, I think Friday night or Saturday over in New York. So they got him out of there. And you know, hopefully it was early enough where he can come back real soon.
The other thing I heard from Terry Francona, they were talking about playing the Angels, and he goes, they have a lot of men on their team. I think that was the term he used. I laughed at that, but you think about it, when you've got Trout and others on that team, there is a difference. I mean, we got such a young team that even those guys that are in their late 20s, early 30s are men, right?
Yeah, and I think by that, too, like, not only, you know, they're physically mature because they've been in the game a while and that type of thing. They get some good veterans there. But I think just in the game, they know how to play the game, and there's something to be said for that. I know it's a very general term, knowing how to play the game, but when Cleveland was really going well there in 16, 17, 18, they had guys who knew how to play the game, and it's frustrating. A lot of those same players 3 years prior were still learning how to play the game, like the Michael Brantleys and Jason Kipnis, guys like that. Even Carlos Santana to some extent. And there's no substitute for just major league experience. And the only way you get it is playing games. And sometimes it can be frustrating when you're a young team. So I think that's kind of what he was getting at there.
You kind of know, you have that good muscle memory. You know which way to break for the ball. You kind of know how to prepare and also how to just come back after a bad inning, how to make things work the next inning. Let's talk a little bit about the Franmil Reyes. What's going on with Franmil? I haven't heard, you know, home run Reyes from you anytime as much as we'd like to this season.
Yeah, so far just the two. And, boy, Bruce, he just looks lost at the plate. And you know, it was interesting because in the ninth last night, he struck out, and he took, I think he was ahead in the count, and he took a fastball, I mean, right down the middle. And let me be the first to say that the higher up in the ballpark you get, the easier the game is. And so we're about halfway up the ballpark, so it looks really easy. Look, it's not. But I guess the point being, the next hitter Owen Miller got a fastball right down the middle, and he jumped on it. Now, he fouled it. You know, he hit it down the line foul. But you could just see he was so much more aggressive and sure of what he was looking for. And Franmil's just not there right now for whatever reason. And there's probably some swing mechanics, too, that aren't quite right. So when he does get a good pitch to hit, he might foul it off instead of driving it. And you just hope through some work. And he's had some stretches before, and he's gotten into that cage and just worked his tail off and gotten his swing where it needs to be and his approach and all that. And then, you know, there's a couple-week period where he'll carry the team. But to get to that point, you feel like, how is he ever going to get there the way it looks right now? You just got to trust that he's done it before and he'll do it again.
I was looking at the standings. Am I correct to assume the Twins are leading the Central? Is that where we are right now in the season?
They're not only leading the Central like with one loss record, but in games that they are pulling out of nowhere. I don't know if you saw how they won the game last night against the Tigers, but the Tigers, I mean, it was Little League play. Like they were all over the place on what turned out to be the game-winning play. I mean, they had the Twins locked up in the ninth inning, and they started throwing the ball around the infield. Before you know it, a couple of runs scored, and the Twins win. Byron Buxton had a game-winning home run on Sunday against the White Sox in the bottom of the ninth. So they're starting to win games that you know they have no business winning. But when you have a good season going, you win those kind of games, and it makes for a real fun atmosphere. So yes, the Twins they're on top of the division, but. Doesn't seem like anybody's really playing real well right now. That'll change, I think. But at least for right now, everyone's kind of trying to figure it out a little bit, and it's probably frustrating for their fans right now. But sometimes that's what April's for. You try and figure out your club and hope that things turn when the weather starts to warm up.
Rosie, we appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk again next week.
Bruce, always a pleasure. Thank you.